Banks.
Here.
Busey.
Here.
Emanuel. Hartke.
Here.
Hudson.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
Need a motion for approval of the agenda.
I so move.
Second. A motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Next item would be the approval of the minutes from May 8th, 2017. Do we have a motion?
Move approval.
Move for approval.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? And they are approved. We'll move on now to public participation. Is there anybody who wishes to speak to public participation this evening? Richard, yes.
I just have something real quick here.
Sure.
I can't see. Oh, Ms. Karanoffi.
I'm hiding from you, Richard.
She's going to be here for just a few more days. I'd just like to thank her for her service here to the nursing home. She's been here for quite some time. She was here the first day I arrived. Oh, I'm Richard Cridenier. I reside at 500 R. Partell Road. Anyway, she was here the first day I arrived, and she helped my brother determine to bring me to this nursing home, and it was a good decision. And I just want to thank her for her services here at the nursing home, and thank you for her for your good work here.
Thanks, Richard.
I'm going to miss you. You're doing a lot of work here, too. And good luck in whatever you decide to do.
Thanks, Richard.
Happy day.
Being no other public participation, we'll move on to communications. Is anyone?
Sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I know you were going through there, but I just got one thing to say as well, kind of going on Richard's point of view. I'd like to thank MPA as well, Gary, that's here, Scott, Margaret, and then especially Karen. She's been a great leader for all of us here. Great mentor for everyone as well. The 6 years I've been here, I've been nothing but learn from her and everything like that. And I just want to thank her, and especially thank her for her friendship as well. When it comes to working in this business, it's a hell of a beast and everything, and kind of keeps our heads on straight and everything. So just want to thank her for everything that she's done here. That we all appreciate her work that she's done here. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you for voicing that. Anybody else? I didn't mean so swiftly. All right, we move on to communications then. Are there any communications? Okay. Next item is the management update.
As far as the action plan, Karen, you want to touch on that in the STAR rating?
Yeah, the staffing was corrected. The IDPH's error in submitting our staff hours, and we got our 4 stars in staffing back, which upped our overall to 2. So with some persistence, we got them to correct their error. So that was a good thing. Just took a while. Staffing, CNAs is down a little bit. I think we're still staffed to handle our case mix currently. It takes us about 34 CNAs based on today's case mix to staff for a 24-hour period. We're still recruiting. We're still getting applications. Nurses, I think that's the harder area to recruit right now, and we've had several look at other opportunities to leave, so I think that's going to be a struggle going forward to recruit, especially in the with the uncertainty of the facility. I think that's been what we're hearing the majority of. food service. There's not really much to say there. They have good days, they have bad days. Some days we have cloth napkins, some days we don't. We have replenished our stock of that. We're back to where we have enough to do all three meals. Now it's just laundering, making sure they get back to the units. But food temperature, I mean, some days it's, everyone says it's hot. Some days, you know, we get varying reports. So there's not much new to say on that topic.
Karen, you have a new agency, DON. Would you remind me what her name is?
Terry Rebstock.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And that is, we have been able to engage an interim DON. She came on board about 2.5 weeks ago. And under our strategic, the only thing that's changed with the census going down, Carl has pulled a nurse practitioner, so they've reallocated some of their services. So that's one change for us. So I think that's really about the only highlight from that section.
Okay. As far as the financial report, I'll touch on some of the highlights, and if you have any specific questions, I'll be glad to address those directly. We had 142 residents, our average for the month, which we've been running for the last couple of months.
Excuse me, just for a second, can I?
I'm sorry.
I think in our report it says a 4-star rating. This is a 5-star rating for the staffing increase. Is that the table? I remember on page.
Get it. Five.
I know the key, and I thought it was. Yeah. I don't know. Page 4. I don't know if it's 6. I'm sorry. I didn't want to report. Staffing 4 out of 5?
Right.
Oh, he's working on that. I thought she said it. I'm glad that it went up to 2 stars, but I thought.
The overall rating went to 2 stars. Staffing went from 3 to 4.
I think the report said 4 stars, but then this document says it's a 5-star staffing rating. Has increased from, okay.
It's a 5-star scale, so.
Yeah.
Okay. You're talking about the finances, the
yes.
Census being about 142.
142. I wanted to walk through the pendings because obviously that's an important aspect of what we face. We have 36 pendings right now. 25 are still in-house. We have 8 calc sheets on some of the residents, and we have 7 that are in-house. And when I say calc sheet, that's where final calculations actually been determined on the resident, and HFS notifies us what they're going to pay and what the resident's going to have to pay out of their resident liability. Historically, that was the trigger point of then you go in the system, you enter it, and you start to get paid. That's no longer the case, as we've talked about before, but we still keep trying to work them on that and try to open that up. They have said they've opened their Chicago office, a new hub. That Chicago hub, again, I haven't seen it in writing, but it's what I'm being told, is they're taking on all new cases, and all the existing hubs are supposed to be taking care of the current book of business that they have. So in theory, we should see that starting to clear up over the next few months. We haven't seen that yet, though, in the last 3 months, but the hub just opened up in May.
We'll hope for the best.
Well, that's for sure. And then I wanted to use some of this paper, so I want to just jump back to page 43. And that's some of the cash information, because again, that's another key component, depending on the component of what we're going through, and cash is another. You'll note in the second verbiage, the second paragraph, that I noted there that we did pay back the $150,000 advance that the Treasury Department had advanced us from a real estate taxes that normally wouldn't come due until the late fall. So by us being able to pay that back, then those funds are now available for the home when those funds become available in late fall,
right.
October, November. And actually, the actual amount, I talked to Dan Welch today, and it's about $180,000. He advances $150,000, but the amount will be about $180,000. But that'll be something that you can anticipate in the cash flow this fall. And then again, in the next paragraph, it was just noted that based upon our normal receivables and payables, we should not have to utilize the $250,000 in the month of June that the board authorized us, giving us the ability if the need arose. So we don't anticipate it, though again, if something unusual happens to a revenue source or something unusual comes along on the expense side, we may have to. But on a normal basis, and what we've gone through the last couple of months, we should not have to utilize that at this time.
One of the things that could arise, I think, is the bill for the liability insurance. I'm not sure how long they'll hold off on that one, so
right.
That's possibly something that we'd have to pay in this month.
Right.
What can you tell us about our accounts payable?
The accounts payable
How are we looking?
We still have some vendors that probably go out, one or two key clinical type vendors, such as the drug companies, things of that nature, maybe out beyond a year. Most of your local vendors are 60 to 90 days, so, and then a lot of vendors are probably at the 90 to 120 point. Is that what you're looking for, I mean, as far as where we're at? So, and we do talk to them all on a regular basis. I think we've been able to make regular payments to them all. We just can't catch them up. So I get a lot of phone calls myself of, well, Gary, I'm really glad, the home's been able to pay for the last 5 months, but when are you going to pay me my other 6 months that have been out there? So, but they do appreciate that we've stabilized and we are being able to pay them on a monthly basis. But they certainly would like to tighten it up under normal terms.
Anything else on finance?
I don't have any questions.
What's the total we owe the vendors? How much are we able to pay?
I think appreciate your question. Your question obviously is the amount owed by the vendors, and that's in this document. I don't remember which page. I ran across it online.
Which page are you on?
I'm just on page.
Well, you 66. Brought up the dot. You brought up the state question. And
you're on 66.
Yeah, I mean, these are running total.
Yeah, so we're at $3.6 million.
And it was high as a little over $4 million back in November of 16.
Right. In November, it was $4 million. Then we went to 3.1, and we've continued up every month. Now reaching 3.65. Okay. Is there any other questions with regard to?
Yes, sir.
The 3.6, is that inclusive of loans outstanding also, or is that?
That's on the balance sheet. Okay. And again, that was determined how the auditors want that booked. But the boilers would be on the balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
The 150 was on the balance sheet, but no longer is. So okay. any loans would be in addition to accounts payable. This is just vendor account payables. So you're correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions? And we'll move on to item number 8 for information only. Rick, do you want to address these two items?
Sure, I'd be happy to. As you know, we put out a couple of advertisements on two different projects. The first one, letter A here, is the request for information for property brokerage and consulting services. Although the board's not required to do it, we did issue a solicitation to identify qualified firms that would be able to represent the county in terms of the transactions that the board may decide to do going forward. Those transactions include a number of different options. Sales, the one that comes to mind first, but it also included potential transfer to a nonprofit, or other alternative arrangements that may arise. Some of those are still being considered worked out. The county received four submittals for the solicitation. One of them was deemed non-responsive. That left three other ones. And so the companies are listed here are Marcus & Millichap, Senior Living Investment Brokerage, and then CBRE. All three of these are located in Illinois. Both Marcus & Millichap and CBRE are considered fairly large players in the commercial market. Senior Living Investment Brokers specializes in skilled nursing facilities. They're a smaller firm, but they do exclusively transactions involving skilled nursing facilities. So all of them have very good qualifications. Two of the nursing home board members were on the evaluation committee. We had both our chair and also Mr. Hartke involved in looking at these submittals. These are evaluated on a 100-point system. The points are allocated among several criteria. One is the responsiveness, which is whether or not the information submitted by the proposer is responds to what the county has requested. The second area is responsibility, or how well can a firm answer or serve the needs that have been presented in the request for information. The other parts of it deal with the fee proposal, any additional services that a firm might provide in consultation for the county, and just an overall proposal score. Of these, Marcus & Millichap received the highest rating. However, when the evaluation committee met to discuss this, we felt that because all of these firms appear to be well qualified, but there are differences in the attributes that they each have, some are stronger in some areas than others, we thought that it would be appropriate for all three to make a final presentation to the county board. And so tomorrow night at the committee of the whole meeting, all three firms have confirmed that they will be there. They'll each do a short 10-minute presentation, and then they will take questions in, from the board. So we should be able to determine which one will be the best one that we would work with. So I don't know if there's does anyone have any questions about this?
How is the kind of board going to decide?
Well, we have the rankings from the evaluation committee. Hopefully those will hold a significant amount of weight. But I think that, you know, it's the issue is, I think, here that it's sort of like when you interview a person for a job. They can look great on paper, but until you actually see the principals involved, I think, and you talk to them, ask questions, I think it's sometimes hard to make a really good decision. So I think that by the time we go through the questions and answers, we should be able to determine who would be the best to work with the county.
So they'll vote on it or something like that? Or
yes.
Is there an evaluation form that each one of them will fill out and you'll consolidate?
I'm not sure how you vote for one of three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how you vote for one of three. I mean, in the past, we've always just followed kind of what the results of those evaluation forms are, right? I mean, we never really went to where, if we had that subcommittee, or each board member filled out one. So if we have a subcommittee doing it, and then we would do it on each presenter, because it seems to me you're going to have something so you can score these guys, because if you've got 22 people around voting for one of three people, it's not like vote for A or vote for B. You're going to have to vote for one of three. You're going to have to give them a I don't know how that,
I would
how we work through that.
I'd expect that that we'd have a motion to move for one of the three,
okay,
and that would be voted on.
That sounds fine to me. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions on this? All right. So the second item here is the request for proposal for management consulting services. We also had an evaluation committee work on this. There were three proposals from qualified offerors. The three were Aged Care Group of Champaign, SAK Management of Northfield, Illinois, and then Health Dimensions Group of Minneapolis. Health Dimensions Group was a previous submitter to a prior request for proposals. I don't believe they were found responsive at the time, so I don't believe there was any other evaluation done at that time. So in this case, we had similar types of criteria, but we also broke it down into some additional areas that we thought were valuable in terms of a management company. One of the areas we thought was important was that we have local representation. We wanted to have people here on an ongoing basis to help manage the home, not just the administrator, but also the management staff. Capacity was another area of concern. We wanted to make sure that the organization we chose would have good bench strength, if you would. They have a number of different resources beyond the principals that were working here in the home. So the other thing that we looked at was experience. We wanted people who worked in crisis situations and people's experience in dealing with those kind of challenging situations that arise at skilled nursing facilities. The last criterion that we added was vision and sustainability. So although we don't know for certain how we're going to go forward with the home at this point, we wanted to make sure that we addressed as much as possible some of the care quality issues and financial issues. That also included addressing census and establishing a strong program for marketing so that we can hopefully bring more residents in the home in the short term, which would certainly impact our financials. So after going through this, the committee reached a unanimous decision to recommend SAK Management Services. They specialize in short-term turnaround situations. They also deal with some very difficult circumstances. Some of the reference homes where they worked involved receiverships, so homes that were in bankruptcy. In some cases, they've been able to take on a client with about a day's notice, so they're certainly willing to work short transition periods. They've also indicated, as I mentioned, they have a strategy to help increase census here at the home and work on improving our financial performance. So overall, they were very strong across the board, and so that's the company that's going to be recommended to Committee of the Whole tomorrow for award of contract. And we expect, we already have a draft contract from them, so that's gone to the state's attorney's office, and we anticipate having that ready for final approval at the county board meeting on June 22nd. However, I had a meeting today with the principal of SAK, and they are going to begin working on transition planning, and they're going to be reaching out to MPA to start some discussions. So, any questions on that?
I'd be curious, Rick, what were some of the what were some of the strategies to improve the financial conditions that we hadn't talked about already?
Well, some of the things they want to do is take a look at our contracts and see if there might be opportunities for improvement to possibly reduce costs, or maybe there's other efficiencies that might be gained. Staffing, of course, is another thing that they will look at. I think that those are the things that I'm directly aware of. But the other side of the financial, of course, is increasing revenue. They said that's really critical. And so they have a lot of experience with billing, and I think that will help our business office. I think that there's been a lot of demands placed on our billing staff, so hopefully they'll be able to provide the increased capacity for that. At least in the short term, I expect that we'll see more people than we would have in the long term supporting the home to get through transition. So,
is the length, just remind me, is the length of these contracts the same as we've done previously with MPA? Is that two-year?
No, it's more of an indefinite period, because we're not sure exactly how long we'll need to do it. I think our initial statement to the companies is that we plan for at least 6 months to take us through the end of the year, and then we can renew it or extend it as necessary. So that also gives us a chance to see how they perform. So,
on your committee, were you able to get a representative of management within the home?
We were going to invite Amanda to participate. Unfortunately, the timing didn't work out. But we had a mix of our staff and also community members participating on the board. So. Any other questions on this?
Okay. Being no further questions, we'll move on to other business.
I have one question, if I could.
Yep,
Tammy, when the contract is available that will go to the county board this month, could you please make sure and send a link to it to the nursing home board members?
Oh, certainly.
Thank you.
Very good. Under other business, it's the approval of closed session meetings May 8th.
So moved.
Well, we don't have it.
So, what I'd like to propose then is that we move the approval of these minutes to after the closed session, when we come back into open session. Or adjournment. Prior to adjournment, we'll make the motion for approval of these.
We will actually have to do that at the next meeting because I do not have them. I apologize.
That's quite fine. Didn't retract what I said.
Jack, I had a question I wanted to ask if I could. Karen, on the 2-star rating, I wanted to make it crystal clear that this is not that we've been upgraded to 2 stars. This is going back. We should have been at 2 stars for the last 4 to 6 months.
Since the last calculation, so January.
So since January.
April, yeah.
And we should have been at 2 stars. Okay, I want to be clear on that. Thank you.
Absolutely. As we move into item 10, I want to take a moment to also to thank MPA. It's come to my attention that we've been fortunate to have the services of MPA for the last 9 years, serving the community of Champaign County and its residents in need of the services here, and their families, who undoubtedly have been very thankful for all your hard work in sustaining this place in the manner that you've been able to provide quality care for the residents. So I want to thank you for that service as well. Next item is the next meeting. There's a discussion that will open up here whether or not we should cancel the July nursing home meeting. And I'll just start the discussion then. I think there might be merit to it. I'm okay with the meeting, but I think the merit might be that we're going to have a new company on board by then, and they're going to have to come in, all things assuming that it's get approved. They're going to have to do their assessment of the home, I assume, by reaching out to MPA early as they're wanting to before they hit the ground, that maybe they would be prepared for an assessment and to let us know what they plan on doing by July, but I don't know. And maybe we could wait until August to hear their full assessment after over a month of being on site and evaluating what's going on and taking the actions and developing action plans and reporting to the board. Your guys' thoughts?
If I could, I think it's highly irresponsible with everything going on at this that we just automatically cancel this meeting because this county board has created a practice of canceling its meetings in July. I think there's way too much going on. We're changing the helm July 1st. I think the idea that we're not going to meet back within 2 weeks of that to be ready, I think is irresponsible, and it's not taking care of the people's. This is still the people's home, and we need to take care of it, whether people want to sell it or it's going to happen or not. In the meantime, we do run it, and we have responsibility to run it. I think it'd be irresponsible for us to not at least gather and at least meet the new people who have come to work for us on starting July 1 and at least offer our ability, you know, maybe have conversations with them. Maybe it could be a good meet and greet with the folks that they've sent to us, because they need to know who we are and what our assets are and what we can bring to the table to help them. So I think it would be highly irresponsible for us to cancel that meeting, just carte blanche.
I have to agree. I can't imagine canceling a meeting when the entire leadership of this nursing home has changed.
Yeah.
I think at the very least we need to meet the person who is now an administrator. We need to meet the management people. hear what they have, what they can tell us up to this point from what they've learned from working with us. But I think we as a body have to stay very close in tune at this point with all the change that's going on here.
Those are good arguments.
Could the date of that meeting be July 15th then? Is that
the 10th?
10th.
It's the 10th. Oh, I have my dates mixed up. Okay, it's the 10th.
Yeah. So I'm gathering that from the consensus here of the nods and comments made that this board's in favor of having a meeting in July on the 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Josh made good comments with regards to the purpose of that meeting. And that would be kind of a meet and greet, the new people operating the home, their opportunity to tell us of their about themselves, their first impressions, and where they think they can take this home, and our opportunity to talk with them and ask them questions.
And would we not have one more financial report from MPA, and as much as their contract goes through the end of June, would we be getting a report for one more month? Or?
I don't believe so, but I'll check into that.
Yeah, that's part of those unknowns as the transition occurs. They'll be turning, well, I can't speak for you, but
I'm not suggesting you would be have a person present because obviously your contract would have expired by the 1st of July, but I was just wondering if a report would be sent to us.
I would say that the contract does not necessarily contemplate all the possibilities of the termination, so we'll probably be working through some of those questions. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good point.
Or have a modified report. I mean, we don't need the pinnacle scores. And there are certain things that I have less respect for. Some reports than others. You wouldn't have to do all this, but I think maybe some highlights would be good.
And those would be directions we would have to give. Those, obviously, we'll be gathering the documents.
Right.
The PA after during their departure.
Right.
Assessing them and presenting them in their way.
Yeah, and it could even be SAK or whoever the management company would be. It might even be them saying, oh, here's what MPA has given us, as their last report. Yeah.
I will definitely check in.
You should be in the White House.
Does the management contract include providing the administrator?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
They're gonna help us either. They'll provide it or they'll help us find one. So either way.
Okay. And Karen's last day is when?
The 30th.
June 30th. Okay. So that will be taken care of. So that the
July 1st.
Not with that. Okay.
Yep.
We won't need a motion on this. I'm just going to announce we're going to meet on July 10th at the regular time here.
Rick, I'm just a little. I want to ask they'll provide us or help us find one as far as whose responsibility per the contract is to hire the administrator.
They'll be bringing the person in. So if they have someone on staff that we can use. One of the things that we had also looked at was Kathy Emanuel had done some research on possible administrators for a short-term basis. We had a lead on someone who was really highly regarded. And so one of the things we talked about was possibility if they would consider bringing them on board. And so I'm talking with them further about that, see if that really makes sense, or given the short time period, maybe they should stick with who they know on their staff. At least initially. So I think that's probably where we're going to go is just utilize the one that they're going to provide.
Okay. All right, this time, the only two items we have left this evening is closed session and adjournment. So, Josh, could you move us into your
Absolutely. I would move, Mr. Chair, that we enter a closed session pursuant to 5 ILCS 120 to discuss matters protected under the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act or pending or imminent litigation against Champaign County. I further move that the following persons be permitted to remain in the meeting. Rick Snyder, Karen Nofke, Gary Winchell, and is Barb Mann here?
She's
She, okay, barman as well. Did you see her?
I think I wouldn't have her there.
No.
Oh, she wasn't here.
Okay. If she does show, I would include her.
She just sent a text, so she's on.
We'll give people a moment. Those current board members on the county board are invited to remain if you wish to.
I'll second the motion.
All right, we have a motion. Second, all those in favor, say aye.
It's
a
roll call.
Roll call.
Banks.
Aye.
Busey.
Yes.
Emmanuel. Hartke.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Sutton.
Yes.
Anderson.
Yes. Tom, did you need a moment?
Sure. Oh.